Most people don't take into consideration your upload speed because your internet runs at two different speeds, one
Yeah.
being uploading, one being downloading.
I mean, it's not a big deal. I can let it run in the background. It just, I have to check back in like an hour when I try to upload something that was 3 hours long, you know?
So I got Verizon Vios and I've got a corded connection to my laptop.
Nice.
And it's like 100 and I don't know. It's super, it's gigabyte internet. So, and Verizon doesn't have a slower download speed than their upload speed. They're both pretty much close to the same. So,
All right.
it's really nice.
Have you hit record yet?
Yes.
All right. Check this out. Apparently, this is royalty free.
I believe that.
I'm not
Oh my
surprised.
God.
Hello, and welcome to episode 27 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. We're just two guys drinking beer, talking about what's going on. I already screwed that up. Maybe I've already had too much to drink. Anyway, I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we got the dirty tranny with us today.
Hello.
That what you want to go by, or you want to use your
Yeah,
name?
fuck it. Fuck it. Let's do it.
All right. All right. Well, yeah. Dirty. And once again, it's three drunken sailors in this group.
Yeah, it'll be four
Yeah.
eventually.
I was pretty hammered last night, so I'm gonna.
I drank a
Not drink as
whole.
much tonight.
Nope.
Yeah, I drank a bottle of wine, then three beers, and did not wake up feeling okay.
I bet. The
Yeah.
wine alone will do that
Oh, I
to you.
killed the rest of the 12 pack I had last night.
Nice.
And, well, I mean, it's generally the reaction when somebody tells you to go eat shit and die, you faggot, but.
Well, there you go. That's let's jump right into that topic then. What's that all about?
Guy we knew in the military.
Did I know this person?
Yeah, you knew him.
Oh,
You've
wonderful.
talked about him before.
Uh-oh. All
Yeah,
right.
he sent me the friend request and I accepted and he's like, "Weren't you a dude in the military?" And I was like, "Yep." And trying to be all he starts coming at me and I was trying to be nice and it's like and then he says I'm gonna have to block you and I'm trying not to reveal too many details about who this person was but it's like okay block me I really don't care but I would rather have a conversation see why you disagree
Yeah.
why you are why you're coming at me like this it's
It's not even like you
and
use the government to do it for you either.
yeah no And this person is, they just come at me and just throw all this kind of hateful rhetoric my way. And it's like, wow. Wow.
I think the key to your statement right there was rhetoric.
Usually with stuff like that is people just they got talking points and they don't know what they're actually saying and they're just angry because they're angry, you know?
This is going to roll right into our next topic very easily.
Yes, it is. And it's a very sad one. Obviously, so wasn't yours, Dirty. Should I call you Dirty or Tranny for short?
Dirty, less likely that you'll get censored for that
That's right. That's right. I keep forgetting about that. I need to get you a picture of like a greasy transmission.
Yep, there we
But
go.
yeah,
I'll take the lead on the next topic.
Sorry, I'm having so much fun with these sound
I know
effects.
you are.
I generally don't cheap out. I actually use my own voice for my sound effects, so.
Oh no, this is what is it? Instantrimshot.com.
Well, as everybody that's listened to this show knows, I'm a big Rush Limbaugh fan.
You are a huge fan.
I've been listening to him probably since 1992. I wasn't listening to him. And I remember the first time I listened to him, it was a friend of mine's father from the Navy who introduced me to him. They lived in Visalia, California. And he was
Yeah.
like, "Hey, you gotta check out this guy on the radio." Listen to it. It was like an instant, you know, yeah, I agree with what he's saying, you know. Most of the time, I wouldn't say I agree with Rush 100% of the time, but what I liked about Rush is he was always well versed in his arguments. He always had facts to back up what his opinions were, and he wasn't afraid to get into a discussion with people that didn't agree with him. on the show. I very rarely did he cut somebody off and hang up on him like you hear from a lot of, you know, radio show hosts. If they don't agree with what you're saying, they just like, bye, you know.
I got a feel. Sorry.
He had his show for 33 years, and I had a feeling like the last month or so that it was getting bad because he's been running guest hosts, you know, for like the last month.
Is the show still on, or have they just stopped it altogether?
Right now they're doing guest hosts still. And
you got to change the name of that show, though. You know what I mean?
Well, they'll probably do something similar like they did with Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve, you know? I mean, they're going to try to keep something going in some form or fashion, you know? You can't fill Russ's shoes. There's no way. Nobody can do it.
Well, I got a feeling that Russ's death is going to mark, it's going to turn into a milestone in the future. We're going to look back and say that was when radio died.
Very possibly.
When it was completely taken over by this crap right here.
Yeah. And then podcast is going to be an interesting show because his wife is going to be on the show taking calls from listeners to talk about, you know, a lot of the same things, you know, where they first got introduced to Rush, you know, what Rush meant to them over all these years and things like that. It's going to be a really powerful show. I mean, you can see that Rush affected a lot of people, both on the right and the left. I mean, I know when Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, I wasn't hopping on all the social media saying glad the witch is dead or anything like that, you know, like the people were doing when Rush passed away. I'm like, whether you agreed with him or not, death is death still, you know. You don't need to like jump on his grave and have a party the same day that's actually announced.
Wasn't there a big celebration at the death of the last like big deal Republican that died too? Was it might have been McCain I'm thinking of.
They do it at every time a conservative dies. I mean, even time does somebody strong that's considered semi more conservative died. I mean, they did it when Margaret Thatcher died of all people.
Mm-hmm. The first prime minister of England, a lady, that
one. She wasn't the first, yep. But
I thought she was first lady.
First lady, yeah. You're right. Yeah, she was prime minister when Ronald Reagan was.
She was an amazing leader too.
Yeah, yep, she was.
But they still partied when she died over there.
It's just interesting that there seems to be, and it's not surprising anymore. We see it left and right, you know, with social media. There's this huge double standard with what Twitter will allow to stay on their pages, what YouTube will allow to stay on their pages, and what they yank off.
And I know it brought this up like 3 weeks in a row now, but that Time magazine article, when they came out and said there was a giant conspiracy to control this stuff. I'm sorry, they used the word cabal. And how they basically rigged the election. Now, like, I can't believe that Time published this and said that there were billionaires and politicians involved, and we all just looked the other way. And that's that double standard thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, because if the right tried to do anything like that, oh, boy.
Well, this is even funnier. Exactly like that. Check this out. We were doing 1 million vaccines a day at the end of Trump's term, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joe Biden said, we're going to do, in the first 100 days, we're going to do 100 million vaccines. It's like, so the exact same pace that Trump was on. You're not going to change a damn thing. But Trump was wrong.
But according to Vice President Harris, they had to reinvent the wheel when they got into office. There were no vaccines to be had. There was no plan in place. And I think I understand what she was trying to say, but she should have said that we're going to go in a different direction. You know, there was a plan in place,
mm-hmm.
and Trump was leaving it mainly to the states to decide how it was going to be distributed.
That's something
as per the Constitution. But that's not how the Biden administration wants to run things.
No, and I didn't mean to get us off of Rush so quick. If you want to continue on that, I just kind of flowed.
Yeah, you know, he's going to be missed. It's a big void to fill. Most of the staff that worked with him had been with him for decades, too. You know,
and he started nowhere. Like, he literally just bought an AM radio station slot, right?
No. Well, what happened was, you know, he started out in radio and he got his big break in Sacramento. Rio Linda is where he lived. It's like a suburb of Sacramento. He made a big deal about it, you know. How it was never on the map until he started talking about them. And then somebody when they left one of their big network jobs, they were given like an hour of network access airtime as part of their compensation package. And so so that's how Rush ended up with as much satellite time as he had when he first started, because this guy believed in Rush and believed in the concept. And this guy's long since passed away. I don't even remember who it was now, but they moved Rush to New York City. So he could, and in order to use the New York City facilities, he had to do like an hour local New York to get his hour on the syndicated side.
That makes sense, I suppose. You know, I mean, yeah. The guy who's putting the money in wants to get his paycheck back, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So he instantly became, you know, very popular. You know, he went up to some 600 AM radio stations. He definitely is the reason why the AM band is still around to this day. They said that when talk radio, when Rush started on talk radio, there was only like 200 stations doing talk radio on the AM dial. And now there's thousands of them on the AM dial, and there's even several thousand on the FM dial.
Yeah, I mean, Howard Stern was like the other big talk radio guy, and he was FM, right?
Yeah, and he went to satellite.
Yeah, yeah.
And after Howard Stern went to satellite, a lot of people went to Rush. It's like, hey, you want to do satellite? He's like, no, because if I go to satellite, I'm biting the hand that fed me and got me to where I was. He was always committed.
Yeah, no one will turn the AM radio on if you can get it. Well, but when you listen to it, you didn't listen to it on the AM radio. You listened to it on your phone, didn't you?
No, I did. But when I first, well, there was, he was one of the first people to come up with a podcast type format for his radio show. And you had to pay in order to get the podcast version of it.
There you go.
Pay like $40, $50 a year to be able to listen to it commercial free every day whenever I wanted to.
That's pretty cool, I suppose.
But it also gave you access to a bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff on his website and things like that. It was really cool. But, it hurt, you know. I'll never forget where I was when I got the alert on my Apple Watch that, you know, said he passed away. And I don't know where else to go from there.
Well, here's an interesting thing that I've noticed. But typically speaking, only your right wing and some middle, but typically only right wing folk can sit down and talk about what they believe in for 3 hours. You don't see the other side of the aisle doing that. They will tell you something's wrong, but not come up with an answer besides ban everyone from doing something. You know what I mean?
And he had an interesting way of doing it.
Was it 3 hours a day he did?
Yeah, 3 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, 5 days a week.
I don't talk to my wife 3 hours a day.
You know, but he had a way to come across and make you feel like he was talking directly to you. And he made everything he was talking about very understandable.
And the sheer fact that people cheered his death means that they were afraid of what he was saying.
Right.
He wasn't some joke nobody, obviously. You know what I mean? He was, like you said, those are big shoes to fill, but I don't think they're ever going to be filled. I think.
No. I mean, a lot of the big people that are on radio and television now got their start on the Rush Limbaugh show. Sean Hannity did.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Sean Hannity got his start on the Rush Limbaugh show. He guest hosted for Rush several times. I mean, there's just been so many people that have come up the ranks because Rush Limbaugh started something that nobody thought was possible. So when he got his syndication thing going so well, it just opened the door for so many different people to go with the syndicated route and to, you know, be successful at it.
Yeah. But like I said earlier, I think that's done. It's everything that's going to be done like that now is all going to be through this kind of stuff. And it might be promoted by a billionaire, but I got a feeling no one's going to be starting out on AM radio unless they're doing high school sports, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because I mean that I only know one AM. I know two AM stations here where I live, and one is called ATD because it's literally broadcasted from the dump at the dump, and they do like all the local high school games. They go to the games and like report on them, which is pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
And the other one's the Weather Alert Channel. But you remind me, I downloaded this a couple of weeks ago just to check out what it was. It's called Talk Right. It's an app. I don't know And it's like, it's like every right wing internet guy. Now, problem is, I like subscribe to two of them.
Okay.
What? I'm already subscribed to the Daily Wire. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, every time I open it up, I look at it, and it's cool because it'll tell you what's live right now. Mm-hmm. So I can open up like, oh, look, Sean Hannity's talking. I mean, I don't listen to Sean Hannity, but it is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that is cool.
I cannot find a left-wing one. I would love to.
Well, they've tried to have, you know, equivalents to Rush, and they were never successful.
Exactly what we were saying earlier.
They were never able to make NPR as close as you get, you know.
Well, NPR's huge, though.
Yeah.
And they didn't used to be left-wing.
But if it wasn't for Guptner and its subsidies, NPR wouldn't be successful either. Or now, I didn't know if I'd call them successful. They wouldn't be on the air right now.
Yeah. I used to listen to a lot of NPR, and Sean did too.
I used to listen to them when they would do classical hours and stuff.
I just like that. I got, like, for the most part, at least several years ago, I used to get, like, unbiased news, like just like C-SPAN. You know, you turn it on, it's actually the Senate. You know.
Yeah.
NPR though, you turn it on now, and half of what you hear is opinion pieces. It's like, come on, man, I want to hear the recording of the interview. You know.
Yeah, but you're also talking about a day and age where if you're looking at the newspaper, they will publish pieces as fact, but the person inserts themselves in it, turning it into an opinion piece.
Yeah. Definitely.
I see a lot of opinion being asserted as fact too, though.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying, though. It's
yeah. What I find fascinating is CNN's written articles are usually very useful. I use them all the time when I'm trying to like discuss something with someone, like, oh, check this out. But then you turn on the TV network and you're like, what the hell is this? You know, it's like you wrote a 6-page article about how this is wrong. Then you got Cuomo's brother up there saying that nothing happened in New York and they're the model. Let's give them a freaking award, you know?
Yeah.
He's under investigation.
Good.
Andrew, right, is the governor?
Yes.
Yes.
Chris Cuomo's on CNN, who gave him all that free publicity and helped him win his Emmy award.
Yeah. What isn't an Emmy an acting award?
No, it's a television award. So because he did all those great press conferences that kept everybody calm and kept everybody in the know during the coronavirus. He won an Emmy.
Yeah, they were calm because they were dead.
And honestly, unless the governor of Michigan is brought up under the same investigation, I really think that Chris Cuomo was just thrown out. No, not Chris.
Andrew
Cuomo was just thrown to the wolves as a sacrificial lamb to distract from other politicians that did the same damn thing as he did, because in Michigan they did the same thing as he did, but
yeah, but I haven't seen
not
this,
under investigation.
I haven't seen this been widely publicized. It's, I mean, we're hearing more about Ted Cruz going to Mexico.
Oh yeah,
bring back the sun.
Yeah, I saw that meme. It was pretty funny. By the way, let's stop for a second and acknowledge that El Guapo has returned. Ray.
Hey Ray. Hey,
everybody.
Okay. Yeah, we weren't gonna find a break. I just had to stop it. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
What were we talking about? Sorry,
Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, didn't a Democrat governor lock down his state and then go to Mexico? Was that a mayor?
No, that was the Austin mayor that locked down the city and then flew off in his private jet. And this mayor also doesn't have an actual residence in Austin. He lives in a hotel. So he has his own private jet. He comes for money.
Is he? I'm guessing he's Republican then?
No, he's Democrat.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Austin is one of the liberal cities in Texas.
Actually, everyone keeps saying how right-wing Texas is. It is not that far right anymore.
No, it's because everybody from California is moving to Texas. And when they move, they're taking with their views from California with them to Texas when they vote.
All right. That's a perfect segue. What the hell is going on in Texas?
You talking about their power outage or?
Yeah, they were just not prepared for this kind of weather, huh?
Well, they don't get this kind of weather very often. Parts of Texas does, but not the majority of Texas.
10 years, they said it's a once in a lifetime, once in a century, you know, winter. It's every 10 years. It really is. This happened 10 years ago, but they weren't reliant on windmills and gas. Once the windmills shut down, everybody turned on their furnaces.
And then there's a rule in place that says the natural gas companies have to divert their natural gas from power plants to heating for homes. It's just they have an order of priority. If the gas supply gets low, they got to divert it to homes and residences over power plants.
Have we heard any kind of death count from this yet?
Not yet.
No.
I'd like to think that the average person could get their hands on a space heater and at least heat one room in their house warm enough to get through the night. You know what I mean?
Well, Andrew, Adam Curry from the No Agenda Show lives in Austin, Texas.
You need to send me that link again. I'm going to check them out.
Okay. Yeah, that's sorry. A pretty cool social media site. You know, they got their own little Facebook type thing going on, and you have access to other things on there too. But,
just like Parler being back.
Yeah.
I love that. That's
but he was saying on his last show that they were without power for like 15, 20 hours where they were at. But they have a gas fireplace and a gas cooking stove. But they had to explain to neighbors that you could hold a match up to your gas stove to light it.
Well,
they didn't know they could do that.
Because, no, exactly.
Because
you know, right.
Normally it's electric now. You know, you flip the switch
and you got the
electricity turns on, lights it up. So he had to go over there and explain to people that.
How young are these people, though, then? Like, realistic. I mean, I'm 38 and I grew up, we had a pilot light constantly running. Yeah. You know? And we knew if the pilot light blew out, you'd throw a match at it and go poof. And you use one of the big long ones, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, when you do away with like basic classes in how to run your house, or you have parents that are just, they don't want to teach their kids shit, you get a lot of idiots out there.
But when you look it up, it's like, I have a gas stove. It doesn't run on electricity. Wouldn't you be like, maybe this gas will burn just like my damn propane grill. Those have the igniter button too, don't they?
Yeah.
Is everyone too stupid to realize a match
out on the gas grill too is the igniter button?
Oh my God. You can use a 9-volt battery.
But yeah, no, you know, and I've got a lot of friends in Texas. You know, I know from working in the insurance industry and stuff, and I was keeping in touch with them throughout the whole time. And now most of them have their power back, but they got no water because all the pipes froze.
Exploded. Yep.
And yep. You know, and there's problem with the treatment facilities now because they lost power and shut down and they're all contaminated. So now they got to start the whole decontamination process all over again.
This is why I hate the way government operates, because like I said, these storms happen like every 10 years and Texas gets nailed real hard every like 10 winters. Now, this one is worse than the last couple that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But they had a similar situation about a decade and 20 years ago. A bunch of people lost power because of weird stuff in the cold, and lost water, but they don't bother. Whoever's in charge doesn't bother to fix the problem because they're not going to be in office when it comes back.
Texas created this independent organization that's in control of how much power they buy and how it gets distributed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And in Texas, that organization is allowed to pass off all the costs to the consumer. For the last 4 or 5 days, the electric companies have been paying $9,000 per so many kilowatts. That's the max that they can charge. So they've been paying the max, and that's all getting pushed off onto the consumers. I was reading an article today that said that some consumers have gotten $4,000 electric bills for the last 2 weeks for a house that, you know, normally they pay like $300 for the whole year.
Holy crap.
What the hell?
you know, and there's no reason, and the electric companies are making a ton of money on this whole deal. So they're not like in a big hurry for power prices to go down that much.
And there's another issue about government. The government decides who you get your electricity from. Why shouldn't I be able to decide who I purchase my car power from? Here's the thing.
In Texas, you can do that.
Oh, well, okay. I'm sorry.
But when people started, the actual electric companies were telling other people to switch. They put a freeze on all switching during this storm. So you couldn't switch companies in the middle of the storm.
Why? Because you'd overload these other guys and nothing would work.
Well, yeah, and they wanted to make sure everybody got their money out of the deal. I don't know, but it's going to take a while for the water treatment facilities to come online. I also read another article today about El Paso, who went through a similar situation years ago, and they actually had power plants that had dual capability. They had them able to run on oil and natural gas. So when the natural gas got cut off, they turned on their storage tank of oil and kept the plants running. El Paso didn't lose power. El Paso's other grocery stores still have plenty of food.
Wouldn't you think a lot of Texans being, well, Texas is huge, isn't it? I say all the storms you get, but that's along the coastline. But wouldn't you expect them to have generators?
Well, a lot of those run on natural gas. Like, I know...
I've got a generator in my backyard I've turned on. It runs on gasoline and propane.
I'm on a Facebook group for, you know, the bread business. And all the bakeries that are in Texas can run on natural gas to run the ovens and stuff like that. They were all ordered to shut down for the last week. So no fresh bread has been baked in Texas in the last week.
Here's the problem with that, though, is propane will burn plenty hot to cook bread. And if they're not pinching propane like natural gas, which is funny, natural gas is such a generic term. It's not an actual gas. It's mostly methane, but it's like a cocktail and it's different everywhere you go. I don't know. Just there's so many fuels out there. It just seems crazy to try to.
Well, we're moving all to, you know, solar power. And actually, Texas has nuclear power too. But on one of their nuclear power plants, they got a false reading, and following the protocol, they shut down the nuclear power plant in the middle of all this.
I have no problem with an automatic shutdown situation, though. You know what I mean? Process. I would much rather the power get cut out than Chernobyl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing. That's what we keep.
That nuclear power plant gets shut down, it takes days and weeks.
Yeah, to get back up and running. Yep. I would much rather that, though, as terrible as it sounds, than a meltdown.
Honestly, you know, you always hear about how much climate change is going to screw with the environment and how it's going to kill people, but how many people, bring up a previous point from Yaten, how many people died because of this?
We don't know that exact number yet.
Yeah, are we going to lay this at the feet of the Greenpeace people?
Well, AOC said that Texas would have been better off with the Green New Deal there. It's because there wasn't a Green New Deal in place already that Texas had so many problems.
Yeah, government bureaucracy that caused the situation in the first place could be fixed with more government bureaucracy.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense, that logic.
Oh, I know. But, you know, it's quite amazing to think that these people have the answer to everything, and the answer to everything is always more government.
Yeah.
It's a band-aid over a band-aid over a band-aid. It just doesn't work. And if it does, you're lucky because it barely works.
Uh-huh.
Sorry to interrupt, but Ray brought this up and I hadn't looked at it yet. And I had to look again. So breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news.
Oh my God.
Another hit to Boeing.
Yeah, 777 blew apart. Shortly after takeoff, I don't see any death counts
I don't think anything happened. I think they were able to land safely.
I don't know, man. There's pictures of that piece of that plane, that guy's front yard, like leaning against a tree and on his walkway to his front door. There's a piece of it next to this guy's truck.
No, it does say here it returned. It was going to Honolulu, returned to Denver shortly after takeoff due to technical issues. I don't understand what the technical issues were, but
it looks like it was losing pieces of attention, honestly.
Yeah. That's a technical problem.
Boeing can't afford too much more bad publicity before Airbus totally takes control of the airline industries.
Good. Yeah. Maybe it won't cost as much to go from point A to point B.
No, when there's only one airline making planes, only one company, it's going to go through the roof. Even with their subsidies from the European Union, they'll still be able to charge whatever they want for planes.
True. This is very true. And I mean, these people could probably save money by switching to an American production plant, but.
I don't know. I got a feeling if some of these other, if Boeing got out of the airplane making business, I got a feeling Rolls Royce would step right up. They're making some of the greatest jet engines on the planet anyway, you know?
Yeah, well, they were part of McDonnell Douglas, so where are they now?
McDonald who?
Douglas. Yeah.
Another jet engine company.
Oh.
Yeah, they used to make F-14 jet engines.
GE's making a lot of jet engines too, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're in the industry.
Rolls Royce, too. People don't know that.
That's what Jeffrey was just saying, Rolls Royce.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that well, they make like the nicest one on the planet. Which you hear Rolls Royce, they got that gorgeous car with the big angel or whatever, the winged whatever thing on the hood.
Well, I mean, Mercedes used to make planes along with BMW. Most people don't know that one either.
Yeah,
BMW makes it a beautiful motorcycle too.
Yep.
Well, look at Daewoo. I don't know how many people have ever heard of Daewoo, but it's a South Korean car making company that makes like front end loaders and steam shovels.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weirdest things to put together in the same company sometimes, you know?
Yeah. There was always the Yugo, too, you know?
Well,
that was that three-wheeled thing?
I don't know if it was three-wheeled, but it was a piece of crap car from Yugoslavia.
Yeah, that might be the one I'm thinking of then. It was part of the former Soviet Union. They made a three-wheeled car, and it tipped over every time it took a tight corner. Just like, boom! And then you got to put the two in the front.
So are we done with Andrew Cuomo?
They're calling for the investigation. Even AOC is calling for an investigation.
Yeah.
And now everyone's pretending like they knew the whole time that this guy was being a terrible asshole. But like, you gave him awards. You should have said, this is the example for the rest of the country. You said Florida's wrong. You should do what New York's doing. Florida has... Actually, I have no idea how many people live in Florida.
Well, the problem with Florida is I just saw and another thing I want to bump back to Rush Limbaugh real quick. It's pissed off a bunch of liberals is the governor of Florida has decided that the day of Rush's internment, the flags across the state are going to be flown at half mast.
I'm not sure what I think of that.
Well, I mean, the governor can do it for whoever they want to do it for. So
true, but no one was putting their flag at half. I was going to say Osama bin Laden, but I'm not going to make that sound like a comparison.
But also, what made me think of that was that Governor DeSantis compared his numbers to a non-lockdown state with the highest percentage of retirees living in the state compared to California, who has been locked down and locked down and locked down until the impeachment process started or the recall process started when they didn't. Then Governor Newsom decided to start, you know, releasing the lanes a little bit. And also Trump wasn't in office anymore, that their numbers are basically the same.
Okay.
And there's more elderly in Florida than California.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's where people are on the entire East Coast of the United States go to retire when they get old.
Yeah. So you would think that
earlier, according to the last census data, It was 21.73 million.
Oh, I expected more, honestly.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
A lot of them go to Arizona, too.
God's waiting room, Florida.
God. Yeah.
As much as we all make fun of Florida all the time, you know, Florida, man, just Google Florida, man, and see what comes up. My in-laws are in Florida. My wife's from Florida.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into a joke that me and my friends had in the military.
I got to admit, every time I go to Florida, I've had a good time. It's just so hot.
Well, you're going during the summer. Go during the winter.
I was there for Christmas one year. I woke up in the morning and I made fun of my in-laws. Like, you guys have the heat running. I was like, are you kidding me? It's snowing.
Because they put it down to like 60 degrees outside.
No, I opened the front door and fell over. They had the AC running. It was 101 degrees on Christmas Day that year in Apopka, Florida. I was like, are you kidding me? 100 degrees on Christmas? Yeah, I couldn't do that. I don't know how people survive that kind of heat. I almost died in Virginia a couple of times. I had two heat strokes in Virginia working in the sun.
Oh, wow.
All right. I'd like to we're done with Andrew Cuomo.
Sure.
I'd like to move on to our favorite president of all time, Biden.
Oh, who is my favorite president?
Who are you?
Mm-hmm. He's great for the show.
Trump was great for the show. But I'm just glad, yes, we will get into that, Ray. We will talk about the silver.
So, you know, Biden is kind of putting the kibosh on a lot of the progressives' plans to forgive $50,000 worth of student loan debt. He says it can't be done by executive order. It has to be done by the Congress.
Good. I'm glad they're actually looking at the Constitution once.
Just for this one issue.
But honestly, you got to give the man credit when it's due. He's doing something right. Come on, you kind of have to show him a little bit of respect for that.
No, yeah. And I honestly wish him the best. Like, I hope he does all sorts of great things for this country. I'm not going to hope that this country, I'm not going to do what Bill Maher did and hope that millions of people starve to death so we can get someone out of office. You know what I mean? It's like, I hope he's successful. Yeah. I hope he makes Trump look like a schmuck. You know what I mean?
He won't. I mean, because he's trying to infringe on every right that he can think of, you know, gun ownership.
Especially guns.
I was going there next. You know, he wants to totally restrict gun. He can't do it himself. He's telling Congress to, you know, make new laws to restrict gun ownership.
A handful of states.
I think it's funny because, you know, when they go to him for gun advice, he recommends what's actually a felony in some states.
What do you mean?
You don't need an AR-15. Buy a shotgun.
Fire in the sky.
I forgot about that.
I did too. Yeah, just point that shotgun out the window and shoot it into the air. I was like, "Are you kidding me?
You can't do that. That's not even stand my ground rules." You know,
that's even worse to a buckshot. Like, at least with a rifle, if you fire one in the air, it's one bullet coming back down. Buckshot. Now you have, it's probably the size of a car, bunch of lead pellets falling out of the sky at terminal velocity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, most people don't get the fact that when you packed all that stuff in there, it's probably about the size of your thumb from your knuckle up. I mean, there's a lot of lead in that those things.
Yeah, and then it goes up and it spreads out and it kind of hangs for a second before it starts to fall, and it spreads out as it falls. It's like, holy crap, I cannot imagine a buckshot 12 gauge round falling from the sky on me. How bad would you be burned and hurt, you know? I mean, you'd probably survive it, but dear God, it would hurt like a bastard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, moving on a little bit, still staying with the Biden theme.
Well, hold on, back on the gun thing. He's talking about banning assault weapons again.
He doesn't even know what the definition of assault weapon is.
No, and I think this is something that needs to be, I think Trump had an opportunity to bring awareness to what guns are, and I think he blew it. Because, I mean, Nancy Pelosi called for crew-serviced machine guns in D.C.,
Well, I do not think that Trump probably even knows that much about guns himself.
He doesn't, but he could have easily found people that did.
He grew up in New York City.
He carries a gun in New York City.
I bet he doesn't anymore.
Probably not, but yeah, crew serviced machine guns. Like, that's not even like a rifle that'll fire fast. That's belt fed hundreds of rounds a minute. It takes multiple men to operate this thing. And it's like, you want to have that in DC? What, looking to take out a building?
Yeah, that's just...
It just goes to show she has no idea what she was talking about.
Yeah, she honestly, it's... When does this actually break the law about a question for you? When does it actually break the law because we actually have federal troops deployed on U.S. ground?
Oh, man. It doesn't break the law, but... So much stink's been raised about that.
What
that
troops?
They're now saying they're all going to be gone. They're all going home by the middle of March.
What troops are you talking about?
National Guard.
National Guard.
They're militia. That's the way.
They're not federal troops.
That's the way through the argument, troops. Though. Yeah, that's the way through the argument is there. But why the hell does the federal government have authority to call up a state militia to work for them then? Isn't that the whole point of a state militia, is to stop the federal government?
And
DC has its own National Guard.
Yeah, like 13 people.
But this, they called in National Guard from quite a few other states.
Well, all the Republican states have recalled all their troops.
Massachusetts has a whole bunch there. That's exactly what I said. Like, what are we doing? The whole point of the Massachusetts National Guard. Shit, they started the revolution, realistically, right? That's what drives me nuts about Massachusetts, man. They used to be such badasses.
Now
they just roll over and they masquerade. You know what I mean? They wear five. Ray, you're frozen there, buddy. You get five or six masks on your face. Oh, there
he's
is.
Coming back. That was quick. He's not frozen anymore.
And he's enjoying that beer, though. What are you drinking, Ray? No, yeah,
you're muted. Oh, his Mickey's.
Oh, God.
This is what you got to look forward to, Jeffrey.
It's not even better than PBR.
More than one kid. You got to switch to Mickey's when you got two kids.
Dude, they're cheap. They're good. I like them.
They do the job.
Me and you, sir, have a different definition on what is good.
I'm sure we do. Hey, what's the name of the kid?
I see why you got queued up, Bri. Is that where you want to go next?
Yeah, might as well. I mean, it's all part of Biden, you know.
Exactly.
The reason why these states are doing it is because they want to let transgendered athletes in the girls' sports.
Oh, God, no.
Well, this is murky water. Let's be honest. This is
it is.
Nobody really knows what the right thing to do is here, but we can't, like Joe Rogan keeps saying, we can't allow someone who's been a man for 30 years crack women's skulls in a cage fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's some other trans people out there that say, no, sir, the situation is perfect, and this situation is not going to be good regardless. There's going to be tons of people unhappy, but it is biological puberty should be the cutoff.
But you shouldn't be allowed – I don't think you should be allowed to transition before puberty. And
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, so you might disagree, but that's not a decision that children should be making. They eat Tide Pods. Yeah.
I completely agree with you, and so that means that there would be no trans athletes. Because after a biological puberty, you have some changes that are just you can't undo.
What about the Olympics?
I've seen two possible ideas that might work. One of them, I don't think there's enough trans people, let alone trans athletes, to have a transgender division.
No.
And as terrible as this might sound, but if you've transitioned, you default to the male category.
I am all for that. I would love to see that. That would be funnier than hell to me.
Well, I mean, then you would, for example, if Gina Carano, I'm going to give you a transition here. If Gina Carano decided she wanted to become a man and go back into MMA fighting, she would have to fight in the men's division, which she probably wouldn't do because she would get destroyed by Conor McGregor.
Her orbital socket broken.
Yeah.
That was kind of a low blow.
Actually, Gina Carano, I don't know if anyone watched her fight. I used to follow her. I think it was Bellator.
Yeah.
She fought Chris Cyborg, the Brazilian woman. And Chris Cyborg beat her so bad it ended her career. It was disgusting. I felt terrible for this poor woman. And she's the same woman that ended Ronda Rousey's career.
Oh, wow.
Well, she's a and then she got kicked out of UFC because she basically told Dana White to go F himself, like on national TV in an interview.
Nice. I have a little bit of respect for that. You know?
True, but she could have made $100 million, $250 million.
Yeah,
fighting because she was just whooping everyone's ass. Yeah. She could have fought some of these dudes and beat them.
Dude, like, I don't know, like, if they told me I'm gonna, yeah, I'm okay. Probably get my ass beat hands easily.
Well, you also haven't trained to fight for 10 years. You know what I mean?
So, do you think the states are gonna win with, you know, override the federal government on these? On these transgender sports things, or do you think it's just going to like end up being in the court systems forever?
I think it's going to be in the court systems forever, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, it comes down to discrimination versus states' rights. That's going to be the argument.
That is going to be the argument, as well as the federal government can withhold funding. And especially with a Democrat in charge, they can get away with it.
I think the federal government funds too much. And actually, I'm going to use this as a segue to something you mentioned to be a long time ago, Dirty. We were talking about taxation.
Oh, yeah.
Before we go that way, I remember that like girl in Gloucester, she was transitioned to be a man. She wanted to use the bathroom with the guys. Like, but before that, she had her own little bathroom, the teacher's bathroom that she can use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was in Gloucester.
Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, like, look, who want to poop next to somebody else? If they give me a choice, like, hey, would you like to go to the teacher's bathroom? I would take that in a heartbeat.
If you're going to give me a private bathroom so I don't have to smell someone else's dump when I'm taking a leak, yes. I don't care what you call me.
Like, why you want to poop next to somebody? Like, yeah. I don't. I wish I could take a dump on myself. You know, just feel very relaxed. Bring a magazine. Just, you know, bring myself or read something, you know?
Now, here's the question. Why do we call it taking a dump? You're not taking it anywhere. You're leaving it behind.
Yeah.
That's what I'm achieved to see.
I just don't get it. Like, why you want to defecate next to somebody else? How's that? You know, making you normal next to somebody else. I don't get it.
I understand the argument if I want to be treated like everyone else. I get that.
But you being treated, besides the bathroom, you being treated equally like everybody else, you know? Like, why you want to, I just don't get it. Like, if I could get my own bathroom in the school, I'd be so freaking glad. Like, I'm happy with this. You know, I'm doing my own thing, you know?
Probably has to do with ostracization.
What do you mean?
That was a 5-syllable word, dude.
He's getting special treatment, or she's getting special treatment, and the kids are making fun of him for it.
Probably, I see what you're saying, like, but
yeah,
I don't care.
I mean, you look at the age group you're dealing with. You're dealing with, you know, high schoolers and middle schoolers.
Not known for being real nice to each other anyway.
No.
Yeah.
No, they're always looking for an excuse to tear somebody down.
Yeah, I will say though, since people start, I'm not supporting this, put this out there in advance, but since people started going nuts and shooting up schools, a lot of that stuff has slowed down.
True.
You know what I mean? It's like, don't pick on the weird kid. Make friends with the weird kid.
They're probably going, oh shit.
Yeah.
But I want to bring up this Texas States thing, because Dirty brought it up a while ago to me in conversation. I thought it was fascinating. I actually did a YouTube video many months ago or a couple months ago about not taxing the quote wealthy, but taxing like how excessive something is, how luxurious it is. Mm-hmm. And that is your tax scale. You know what I mean? Versus just a flat sales tax. If you're buying a Ferrari, you're going to pay a higher tax than you would if you were buying a Ford pickup to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Claire. pardon me.
No,
Garrity, why don't you explain to me your idea? Because I liked it a lot, and the more I've rolled it around, the more I like it, because it does not violate the Constitution.
I am so medicated, I can't remember half my own ideas. So remind me, please.
Oh, all right. Basically, instead of collecting any kind of income tax or anything like that federally, the federal government will tax the individual states. And those states can go out and tax the people however they choose. And then the federal government gets X percent of the GDP of each state.
Yeah.
I like that model. That's really, leave it to Massachusetts, because you have more of a say in your governor and your taxation in your state than you do federally, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
One state might say, go ahead, like, we legalize marijuana, tax it 100%, you know? And another state might say, no, that's used for medicine. I want to tax the guy who's buying a Ferrari, because he's the one who obviously has the money. I like the idea of states making the decisions and then the people getting a better say. I firmly believe that the most power should remain at the lowest levels of government.
Yeah, and I mean, you would run into a bunch of interesting power dynamics with the government too, if you look at it that way, because if you're only allowed to tax the state governments, number one, the people have more of a say in their government and how it's run.
Yep.
Number two, you break the whole problem. You break a issue with federalism and federal overreach. And number three, you also get microclimates inside of each state. Not microclimates. The states would become their own microclimates, where the people could say how their states run. And you could have different states with so many just varying degrees, and it would actually, you would see much easier on success and fail rates of different government ideologies.
Yeah. And exactly what you said, like, if something's not working the way that it's supposed to work, the people have a much quicker response if it's a local government than trying to get enough votes in the Congress and the Senate to change the way things work. You know what I mean? I can change, like you said, I can change my state government a lot quicker than I can a federal government. I have more say in my local government. I like that idea. Exactly. Massachusetts wants to tax not even medicinal marijuana. Let's just say recreational, because it's recreational legal here. We want to do 100% tax. Let's say even 200% tax on recreational marijuana.
Shit, I'd still buy it.
You can grow it your own here too, by the way.
Ooh.
You're allowed to have up to 12 plants at a time, but only 6 are allowed to be flowering at a time. This spring, I'm actually looking to plant some cannabis ruderalis. It's a high CBD hemp plant, but there is a lot of THC, because oddly enough, CBD is helpful. Without the THC to push it, it's useless. It's almost like volts. It's almost like volts and amps.
Well, I had a doctor when I told him, you know, I have chronic pain issues, and he just looked at me and said, get the highest THC count you want. The CBD does help, but just get the highest THC if you want the pain-killing aspects.
Well, I'm looking at one that's almost one-to-one. It's the plant I'm looking at. It's a White Widow ruderalis. And I know there's so many strains of cannabis plants these days.
Oh, I know, but it's like everything. We've got designer dog breeds. I mean, come on.
Yep. But yeah, I'm looking to... it's offsetting my new seizure medication. That stuff causes mood swings. Cannabis reduces that. I'm more of an even keel all the time. Especially when it's not super high THC, I don't just get baked, you know?
I'm trying to figure out how to use baking as a segue, or go back to the previous topic, but I'm kind of lost on what the previous topic was.
Welcome to our world.
This is why no one listens to our show. Let's just jump to the next one.
No, I want to stick with Biden. Let's do Beijing Biden gas.
You guys talk about the Biden, how black minorities don't know how to use the internet.
That wasn't part of it, but yeah, that's definitely part of it.
Well, don't forget, poor kids are just as smart as white kids.
Oh,
now, when it comes to the internet, people can't sign up for their vaccines because
they're too dumb to figure out the internet.
Yeah, And that's total BS because everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody knows how to surf the internet and get on Facebook and Instagram. But just it's not even called Instagram anymore. It's Insta.
I don't have an Instagram account.
When did that change? 5 seconds ago?
Well, if you're younger, you would call it Insta.
Nah, I don't have an Instagram account anyway. Isn't that Jeff Zuckerberg?
No, Instagram is part of Facebook.
Yeah, that's Jeff Zuckerberg.
Yeah, that's
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark, I'm sorry, my mistake. Oh. Jeff Bezos
and Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I confuse it to Android.
Well, you've been drinking.
But yeah, Biden recently, they were talking about like it's oh my God, what they call it? It's their culture, so it's okay. Talk about the Chinese slavery in the internment camps.
Yeah,
and all I could think was if the culture in the United States used to be slavery. So does that mean it was okay?
Just, honestly,
nobody seemed to catch that, and it drove me nuts. Like, are you kidding me? He's saying it's because it's the culture, slavery's all right.
Yeah, because you know the Chinese hate the Uyghurs, and they're trying to kill off the Uyghurs.
Well, they hate every religion because religion is something they really can't control. Well, and they're an authoritarian government.
To quote Karl Marx, the father of communism. Religion is the opiate of the masses. If you're going to allow a government in a communist system, you have to have a state religion.
Yeah.
Like England used to.
It's very much a... this is why the Jews weren't treated any better in Soviet Russia than they were in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, well, the Russians only started fighting in World War II against the Germans because
Adolf invaded them.
Yeah, well, Adolf Hitler broke a treaty with Russia to leave them out. And like, all right, well, now we're going to fight too. And if you don't live in Siberia, don't try to march across it with a rifle in your hand.
Napoleon.
Yeah, look how that went.
Yeah. World War I. World War II. Can we see a pattern?
He just keeps having it. He's like, seriously, stop it. You're all stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about Beijing Biden here. But by justifying with culture, I get to that culture, he basically undid like 50 years of U.S. foreign policy. Like, why did we get involved? What did I miss?
Oh, I just clicked on this link that you got in the Google Docs about the ammo site.
On the Phoenix Ammunition?
And they're like, did you vote for Biden?
Click no.
I think I clicked yes.
No, you've got to go back and click no and see what happens. It's hilarious. It takes you to Biden's gun control policies.
That is awesome. I love it.
Yep. They're actually they're a sponsor of Matt Christensen on YouTube. Oh. He does like two videos a week, and then he does two live videos, one with Blonde and Belly the Beast. Actually, both of them with her. You should check him out though. ML Christensen. He's fun. I like him. I'm sure Claire, you used to watch some of that, right?
Yeah, I still do from time to time, but like I said, I've been working on my own project currently, and I'm just really busy. So I've been cutting down on the amount of podcasts I consume.
Yeah, they actually changed their name. It's not Beauty and the Beta anymore. It's I think it's Matt and Blonde or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, or Beauty and the Beta is what they used to call it. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that actually awesome. Made a big deal. Like, people are pissed off about that. Now, you won't sell me ammunition because I'm a Democrat? Because I voted Biden? It's like, Biden said he wants to make this illegal.
Yeah. Well, why would I waste selling it to you when I can sell it to somebody that does want to make it legal?
Well, that's the same idea as you keep hearing these climate change folks, like Obama, for example, buying beachfront Florida property.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, if what you're saying is going to happen, you realize in 10 years, that's going to be 20 feet underwater. What are you doing making a 30-year investment, you know? They obviously don't believe this is going to – that's not going to be that quick, at least.
Yeah.
I'm not denying climate change because climate change is very real. It
Climates change all the time. Now, whether it's catastrophic climate change like these people are implying.
But is there anything humans can do to stop it?
Well, the problem is we're still coming out of an ice age. So obviously the planet is getting warmer.
Tell that to Texas.
No, you get the occasional Arctic blast. You know how cold it is here? I'm in Massachusetts. Now, Grant, I do have the ocean to keep me warm because I'm right on the coast. I'm in I guess you would call it the harbor, the bay.
I'm right outside of Chicago. Trust me, I've got two pairs of socks on, leggings, sleep pants, a jacket, and two shirts. And I still got a blanket literally 10 feet from me that I could crawl under.
The wind, I remember getting in Illinois in boot camp was disgusting. I remember doing battle stations in boot camp in like January. And the first thing we did was the abandoned ship drill, you know, the battle stations. And I remember we're marching to our next battle station. And I remember grabbing a lock of hair and snapping it off because it had frozen. I was like, this sucks.
Let's talk about the Paris Climate Accord.
Oh, God.
What is there to talk about? This we're going to agree to do a whole bunch of stuff that if we don't do it, nothing's going to happen. And China doesn't care anyway.
And China and India don't care either.
You have to remember.
We used to send stuff to recycle to China because it was wicked cheap to recycle. Yeah, you know why? Because they threw it in the ocean.
Well, okay, if you don't want to talk about that, we can talk about rejoining the Iran treaty.
We can talk about, but what is it to talk about?
What about the Iran treaty? We're going to keep Iran from having nuclear weapons with that great treaty that we're going to rejoin.
Yeah, the same one that Obama did, right?
Yeah.
Here's what the next 12 years look like if all the Democrats win. Here's what the next at least 5 years look like. Well, four. Is because Biden, we all know he's not going to last a second term. Health-wise, cognitive function-wise, life expectancy-wise, the guy's not going to last 8 years.
Are you kidding me? Joe Biden is the second coming of Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought Brian was about to shoot beer out his nose.
Yeah, I almost did. I just crushed it out. Just
okay, but he's reenacting all the failed Obama policies.
Yeah.
And then he's going to go away. You're going to have a Kamala. And how much do you want to bet the Kamala Obama ticket with Michelle Obama?
Never.
Why do you think that?
It's not an electable ticket. I mean, it sounds good in theory.
I know, but that's what you said about – that's what everyone said about Biden and Kamala. It's like, what are you doing putting Harris on the ticket? It's like she was the one who called Joe Biden a racist through the entire debate process.
Honestly, she was right, but, you know.
I agree. I tried this out a little while ago. I said, I do not want my children to grow up in a jungle, a racial jungle. And I got censored by Facebook. Oh, that's a direct quote from Joe Biden.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware of that one.
And he got busted, what, two or three times plagiarizing?
Oh, it was more than two. He dropped out of two presidential elections for plagiarizing, but he's been caught like four or five times.
And he said Obama was the first clean, articulate African-American. It's like, oh, my God!
No, but he said, I think it was a reporter, it was a commentator on one of the news shows that said that.
Oh, my mistake. I thought it was Biden that had said that. I don't want to put words in his mouth because I know how much I hate when people do that to me, you know?
No, actually, I have to say that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyone got Snopes?
What about, Snopes is a joke, though. You know it is.
It is. But if you read between the lines, it still tells you the facts.
That's true. They do not hide it from you. They just put the wrong label on it 3/4 of the time. I can't remember the situation, but Obama and Trump said the same exact thing. And Obama was mostly true and Trump was mostly false.
Yeah.
Through Snopes, I was like, come on, man. You know, I was like, yes, I'm quoting Biden. Hey, you guys hear Greta Thunberg or how we pronounce her name? She's 18.
Oh,
she's
sweet.
Nobody now.
Now you can say she's a freaking idiot. You see, she was burned in effigy in Delhi.
I remember when she hit it big on the news, and it was funny because everyone was like, Trump's afraid of her. Trump's afraid of her. It's like, no, he's not. He's trying to be nice to a poor little girl that, you know, looks. Can I say looks like she has Down syndrome? Because
she's autistic.
Okay. 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 There's that then.
Yeah, I think it's Asperger's, which is weird because Asperger's doesn't typically have physical
manifestations.
Thank you. I couldn't find the right word.
But honestly, that forehead looks like she bumps it with dolphins all the time. I'm dead serious.
She does look like she has Downs, but they're telling her she does not have a trisomy of what, the 20 or the 16th chromosome, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Did she ask it for a burger?
What
was that?
Would you say she's asking for a burger?
No, she's got Asperger's.
Oh, okay. Sounds like she's asking for a burger. Like, go to Wendy's, bitch.
Did you guys see that South Park one when Cartman had Asperger's instead of Asperger's? And he's pulling like cheeseburgers out of his underpants. Like, I have Asperger's!
And it's like, yeah, they have the most, these burgers have the most addictive compounds from all of the
feds. That's because he's farting in them. Yeah, with the KFC, he's like, they have all of our secret ingredients. Oh my God. By the way, what happened? South Park did a special this year or last year, and then just not another episode. And they swear to God it's not canceled.
They probably just got stoned and forgot that they were supposed to do a TV show.
Possibly. I gotta admit, it was pretty hilarious watching Mr. Garrison be, like, represent Donald Trump. Oh. I don't want to be president. Stop voting for me. You're all a bunch of assholes. Woo!
Hey, have you ever thought that a president ran, didn't think he would get elected, and then he goes,
oh, shit, I'm president now.
Yep.
I can't imagine that job, dude. That job's got to suck so bad. Like, the stress, the responsibility, the lack of sleep, and then no matter what you do, you're wrong anyway.
I honestly envy Biden's position because it's a job I don't think he knows he has.
Well, he's too busy putting logs on the fire.
Well, like Ray said, it's, you know, there's a civil alert in D.C. There's an old senile man walking around saying he's the president of the United States.
Only what makes that funny is it's entirely true.
I mean, the puff pieces that the media is putting out about Biden is utterly ridiculous.
I've seen some pretty nasty stuff from CNN coming out lately. Now, granted, not on their TV channel, but their articles. CNN's been blowing him apart for like executive orders, for not knowing where he is, for all sorts of stuff like that. And it's like, what? Where were you 4 months ago? You know,
when the campaign was going on, before the election.
That's when they were supposed to do their job, so they didn't show up. They were all in lockdown.
I'll tell you exactly where they were. They were doing that Time Magazine secret cabal. That they even said that news organizations were involved in, like, only putting out certain controlling the flow of information. How's that?
Where's Jim Acosta now?
What's he gonna do? Yeah, like, seriously, what's he?
Where the fuck is he?
That's what I just asked.
I don't know.
Trump made him famous, and now he's off the face of the earth.
Well, what's CNN, MSNBC, all these companies gonna do? Even Fox News. What are they going to do without Trump?
Fox News is actually probably going to make more money because, well, they love being the opposition channel.
I don't know, man. Fox News has been the leader on cable news for a very long time. And after
what... Their ratings are taking a dive.
That kind of pisses me off, though, because that tells me that a lot of Republicans were watching it because they thought it was...
Pro-Trump channel.
Pro-Trump, exactly, versus news. Which is actually going to give them a thumbs up, actually. They pissed off their followers by reporting what they thought was the news now.
Well, Trump did come out of the closet this last week to make...
Came out of the closet? Because he's got a supermodel wife.
Oh, you know God. What I mean. He started making public announcements again, speeches again, when Rush Limbaugh passed away.
Yeah, I saw he's getting ready to speak at the CPAC meeting, right?
Yeah, that too.
Oh, that's going to be his first public thing.
Yeah, but he went on air over the phone to talk about his relationship with Rush after it was announced that he passed away.
Honestly, you know that this is going to show up on every headline. Every word is going to be dissected, and they're going to be going, see, Trump is out here, and he's encouraging Trumpism.
Trumpism.
But, or yeah, whiteness.
Oh, yeah. He's a white supremacist. It's all Trumpism. It's blah, blah, blah.
I still laugh my ass off when people call the Proud Boys a bunch of white supremacists, and their leader is like a half black, half Hispanic dude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's a white supremacist too. It's like, I don't think you know what that means.
No, you can't be not white and be a white supremacist. That's
and I suppose you could. I suppose you could, but that would mean you consider yourself inferior. And who's going to put you in charge of anything? Yeah, who's going to put you in charge of anything if you think you're inferior?
White supremacists are like plátano frito.
Okay.
Plátano frito, fried plantain. That's what
can you get that at Taco Bell?
No, you can't even get that in Taco Bell. It's fucking legit. Like Dominican, dude. The guy's Dominican too. It's like, dude, like he likes things that I don't think I like.
I don't think I've ever had Dominican food. And I'm pretty good about
it. Really good. Really good.
Yeah. You know what I did not like? Scottish food. And I thought I would.
Well, that's because you ate haggis.
Twice.
Well, big intestine. Was a sheep intestine?
Brain.
Stomach.
It was a sheep stomach full of.
Brains, I thought.
No, not brain. It's. I think it's goat something in the sheep stomach. And
most locals don't even eat it anymore.
Yeah, that's what I found out. I was like, oh, I'm going to try it. I've been hearing about this my entire life. I was like, I'll give it a try. You know, I'm open to adventure. And I tried it. I was like, that's freaking gnarly. And then, like, we went back like 3 weeks later, hit port again. I was like, you know what? It must have just been a bad batch. There's no way it's internationally famous. And then I ate it again. I was like, nope, that's like a sheep stomach full of intestines.
It tasted like shit.
No, really, really was.
How many drinks did you have to wash it down?
That was the Scottish bar I got kicked out of the second time.
Okay.
And how much does it take to drink in a Scottish bar to get kicked out?
A lot.
I've been kicked out of a lot of bars. I've been kicked out of a bar with you, haven't I, Brian?
Yes, you have. You were running around asking for yayo.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I like fell down and dented your duel with my face.
Yep, right in front of the owner of the bar.
Oh man, that was a long time ago. Anyway, we mentioned Greta. I just want to bring up she's been burned in effigy in Delhi. Apparently, like her activist toolkit got leaked out, and she's basically telling all these farmers in India that they can just die.
And they're going. Her and her parents were paid to say what. She was paid under the table to be a spokesman for the green world, you know?
Well, yeah, no, exactly. It's been released once already. They accidentally published something they didn't mean to. And now the playbook that she's been handed has leaked out. And it's like, are you kidding me? She's saying, stop fossil fuel usage now, not next year, not next month, not next week, now. So do you know how many people would die?
Oh, a lot more than are dying in Texas right now.
Yeah. Like,
which they're using petroleum products to fix said
gas green energy. Prices here in Virginia went up by like 50 cents in the last week because of
50
all
cents per what?
Gallon being shut for all the refineries being shut down in Texas.
Really?
Yeah, we went from like just over $2 a gallon, and I saw places today that was like $2.60 a gallon now.
I am going to go change my thermostat then. We heat our house on natural gas, and I'm sure it's affecting us if it's affecting you. I don't need to get hit with a bill. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's below zero at night. below zero Fahrenheit if we have any international listeners. By the way, I meant to do this before when we got started. If you're looking for an audio-only version of this and you are watching this on a YouTube channel, there is a link up on the banner with a little radio antenna for the audio-only version. It's really convenient if you just want to put it in your pocket and listen to it at work. Sorry,
That's how I like it.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I would have liked a lot more of that when I was actually working, but I listened to a lot of YouTube, and I was paying the $11 a month for the YouTube Red. So I could
have any yet. We're working on it.
Huh?
Don't forget to buy our merch.
Yeah. We'll get merch someday, right? So, okay. You would think a child of, okay. I'm not sure. Here we go. Dirty Tranny here. I'm going to default to you.
Oh, God.
Obviously, being a little more quote, woke in this scenario.
Oh, here we go.
But am I allowed to refer to Caitlyn Jenner as Bruce if I'm referring to something that happened when Caitlyn was Bruce? Or is that not cool?
I don't know if that's cool or not. I would do it just because I'm a dick, but we're a bitch. I can take your pick of which one you want to call me, but yeah. Women can be dicks too. So,
what? Kendall Jenner is a child of Bruce Jenner, who now has
Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah.
There's more than one. I thought there was like four kids or whatever that were Jenners. The one that's a super hot model.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it says Kendall.
Down any?
Huh?
Does that narrow it down any?
Well, Bruce Jenner, and I'm going to use that name because at the time, Bruce Jenner was Bruce Jenner, was the greatest athlete on the planet at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you would think that being the child of a transgender person who, you know, your father's a woman would be, quote, woke, right? She's getting ripped apart because she's making tequila. And in a blind taste test, 3 out of 5 years has won this competition in California. And they're saying, you know, she's some kind of bigot for cultural appropriation making tequila.
I'm sorry, Mexicans really don't care. These people that are bitching at her are probably white.
They're probably white. No, yeah. The only Mexicans that are really pissed off are the guys that make the other tequilas that she's doing better than.
Yeah, they would be pissed off, but
just like David Hogg there trying to put my pillow out of business. I'm gonna make my own pillow and put them out of business. Everyone who makes pillows is trying to put my pillow out of business.
They've been doing it for years. They're trying to put them out of business for years.
Yeah. David Hogg about that one. Oh my God, that just hurts. Does hurt.
Have you seen his pillow thing?
No, I haven't, but I've seen his business model, and I'm just like, ooh, I cringed when he says that he's going to set up a factory, pay them a fair wage, hire only union labor, and then he's like, I'm also going to donate to charity. I'm like, you really think you're going to have profits after all of this?
Well, did you see the people that he's hired on as like his executives?
Yeah.
He only went diversity. Like, no one went to school for what he wants them to do. Like, his CFO is like a transgender mulatto or whatever and didn't graduate high school. It's like, that's your chief financial officer?
Ooh.
It's like, that's not going to last more than a week, dude. He's like, that's all by crack. That'll keep morale up. Get stoned.
Oh God. Yeah, this company, honestly, I hope him the best. If he can make money, maybe he will become a conservative later on in life because he realizes he's pissing all his money away.
Well, if he can make a better pillow, good for him, right?
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. And once he realizes,
be a pillow.
Well, if he actually makes a better pillow, he will become conservative because he'll get pissed off at how much money they want to take for him for making a better product.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Parler's back.
Yep.
The webpage came up, what, 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago?
Saying they were coming back.
Yep. Promising they'd be back. It took me almost 5 days to actually log in. I had to reset my password and everything.
Yeah, it was a pain in the butt to get back in. I had to like reset my password 10 times to get back on it.
Man, it never showed up in my email box.
No.
And it finally did today, actually. I was like, oh my God, I'm in! And I wasn't even sure which email I had attached to. I thought I had attached my, well, I thought I had attached my Gmail, which would have been convenient because obviously when everything's attached, as much as I hate the idea of Google knowing everything I do, it's really convenient if I want to upload something and I can upload it to like 9 pages at once because they're all attached to my Google account, you know?
But yeah, they're there are ways around Google tracking you, and it's usually revolves around a VPN. I would recommend anyone in here that doesn't want Google to know everything you do in life, look up a good VPN. There's several free services and stuff you can get.
I don't use Google a whole lot anymore besides Gmail for the most part, really.
Yeah.
I mean, when I got a Microsoft laptop here, when I open it up, it goes to Bing.
I use DuckDuckGo.
I use DuckDuckGo. I got that on my phone. When I look stuff up for this show, I'll use 3 different search engines just to see what shows up. Okay. I mean, it really is that easy. You know what I mean? You put them right next to each other and you just control V, control V, you know?
Right.
And just see what shows up. And it's like, oh, Google didn't even acknowledge us until the 13th page, you know?
Yeah.
Jeez. Then DuckDuckGo, it's like, half the country watch this. Food court and mall turns into a classroom. What does that mean?
The food teacher in Norfolk turned the food court into a classroom to help students with the virtual learning. It's just crazy how the school haven't opened yet.
Well, Military Circle Mall is pretty much done anyway.
Yeah.
The movie theater even closed down there now.
Yeah, so a lot of kids need help in the classroom. They go into the food court now for help because virtual classroom is not working.
Well, most of the schools in Virginia are heading back to like in classroom learning here in the next few weeks. So
I honestly wish them luck with that, but because the teachers unions are arguing that. But hey,
Chicago,
I'll let you guys go. I've got I've got to log off. I'm going to head to bed.
Thanks for coming on. It's great having you.
Talk to you guys later.
Deuces. Shoot, what was I looking at? I was just looking at something I wanted to talk about. Ah, crap. Oh, well. Did you see this? the Keystone. No, Jesus Christ, what the hell am I looking at? There you go. That's what I'm trying to talk about. They're talking about paying people to not murder people again.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
So all I gotta do is like murder a couple people, then you'll pay me not to do it anymore?
It doesn't seem like a very good idea.
Yeah, I saw this. I was like, that seems absolutely asinine. And then
the people in Chicago are making killing. Literally.
Well, when I did my digging with my 3 different search engines, I found out that California tried to do this in Sacramento in like 2006.
Uh-huh.
And they were paying people that were like, we're pretty sure this guy killed this guy, but we can't prove it. Let's pay him to not get arrested for murder. It's like, what? I don't understand. You're getting paid to not commit crimes?
Yeah.
Who wants to pay for that? Like, what kind of taxpayer wants to pay someone to to not murder them? Like, that's extortion, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it just drove me nuts when I saw that. And I did a little bit digging. I got more and more pissed off. That's not even a new idea.
It doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make sense.
Oh, geez. Here we go. We completely went over this. Did you see this crap that like Facebook banned the news in Australia?
There's more to that story. It's not that Facebook banned the news.
They don't want to pay royalties.
Australia put a new law in place saying that all the internet places that provide news have to like pay the publishers for what they carry for free on the internet. So Facebook's trying to prove a point by blocking all Australian news on Facebook so that they don't have to pay for news.
I don't know. You're taking someone's copywritten material. Now, granted, maybe Facebook shouldn't have to pay for it.
Well, it's not just Facebook. It's Google News. You know, all the places that, like, take the free news and aggregate it out to the people.
Yeah.
They're trying to stop that.
Interesting.
So you're telling me Facebook don't like to pay taxes in a country that...
They don't want to pay anything out of pocket.
Oh, so they want a free ride.
So the billionaire says he doesn't want to pay taxes.
Ride. Yeah.
Yeah. And he just got Mark Zuckerberg just got busted with a video of him talking about these the RNA vaccines, saying, oh, it changed our DNA.
Meanwhile, it does change the DNA. Everyone's like, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Large scale testing on this RNA vaccine.
I got into a big argument with my sister about this. She's like, that's not what it does. You have no idea what you're talking about. I said, have you even looked it up or did you just take someone else's word? He's like, oh, CNN said it. Oh, so you didn't bother. No, you didn't bother to fact check anyone. She's like, it really would have taken 15 minutes. And I showed her a whole bunch of like, how would an RNA-based vaccine work? And she's like, I don't know what you mean. I was like, how would it work? She's like, well, I don't know. That's why I just took their word.
Yeah.
Oh, see, okay.
I will take the RNA vaccine. Everybody I've listened to.
I'm not getting a vaccine.
You did?
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna.
I heard the Johnson one is not RNA based.
Good. I don't like the idea. It's supposed to like change the way your body handles a coronavirus, but that might make the common cold deadly. You don't
exactly.
You
know what I mean? Nobody knows. We haven't had enough time to do enough testing on a large scale.
I blame Trump for that.
What these RNA vaccines do.
I blame Trump for that. His Operation Warp Speed. He signed off on skipping a lot of testing steps.
Well, he had to do it because that's what people wanted.
Yeah, he didn't get reelected anyway. So obviously it was the wrong choice. If you're gonna get voted out anyway, you should have
done. That's not the reason why he didn't get reelected.
Mm-hmm. No, it was a giant shadow cabal that fortified the election process by changing the rules halfway through the election.
Yes.
According to Time magazine, not me. I am not claiming any kind of voter conspiracy fraud.
Just read the article on Time magazine.
Yep. It's easy enough to find. Shadow cabal controls election. It'll show up. You got something else you want to talk about here?
There was something. Let me find it.
There's so much stuff with you, like South Dakota, they're getting pissed off about the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline. And
yeah, because their whole economy was based on the Keystone Pipeline.
Well, I am honestly shocked that these union workers voted Biden thinking that he was not going to shut that down. He said he was going to. Obama was the one who stopped it in the first place.
Uh-huh.
And then you went and voted for it. That's why I think the unions just took a giant dump on their members.
Oh, they did. Yeah, definitely.
What was it? 20,000 jobs were lost when it was canceled. Plus, now Canada's suing us.
Yeah, but you know those jobs are going to get they're going to go green energy. You know,
you're telling me a pipe welder who puts together conduit to run natural gas through is going to know how to put together a solar cell.
Yep.
How much does he have to reach into his pocket to go to school now and learn a new trade?
And I guarantee they're not going to make $50 to $100 an hour like they were making working on the pipeline.
They're saying apparently the average is a $20,000 a year loss in pay.
I think that's very conservative.
I don't know. How much money were these guys making?
A lot.
True. If you're traveling with the pipeline, just like the guys that went to North Dakota for the fracking, they were making like $150,000 a year.
Yeah.
I actually almost did that I spoke to them. I almost went to North Dakota for 2 years. Thought I could make $300,000, live minimally for 2 years,
right,
and go buy a house.
Yeah.
That was the idea. Yeah. And then I realized I'd be in North Dakota welding.
Union, and, you know, even as a helper, the helpers get paid like, you know, $25 to $50 an hour. Mm-hmm. Plus per diem to stay in the hotel, you know, when they're away from home.
That's nuts. I would, yeah.
Okay. You just got to be willing to travel.
Yeah, actually, I got a friend here who does that exact thing. He's a welder, and he travels all the time for work. And
yep.
Yeah, he's making a good amount of money, but he never sees his family.
Yeah, that's an issue. Yeah. And then another topic I want to talk about was what's happening to the coronavirus with Biden now letting millions of people in through Mexico. Are they getting COVID-19 testing done before they cross the border?
Well, how come super spreader events only happen when someone besides Democrats do it? Like people drinking, sharing bottles of champagne in the street when Biden won the election was not a super spreader. But you having your buddy over to watch the Super Bowl at your house was.
Yeah.
Now we're going to just invite people in from South America that have marched 1,000 miles. We're just going to walk right on through. Don't worry, you guys can come in, but American citizens have to wait 2 weeks. Well, that was part of what Biden has said recently. He actually just said at the G7 summit, America first is over. And a lot of American citizens think this sounds amazing, but they have to realize that means that's why there's no vaccine. That's why there's no money. You know, we're going to go and send more money to Afghanistan for gender studies than we are for American citizens. I got a feeling no matter how much gender studies you do in Afghanistan, they're still going to be cutting the clitoris off of young ladies. And that's a barbaric, disgusting practice, you know? Female circumcision is also what it's known as.
Yeah, that should never happen.
Honestly, I don't think circumcision should happen in men either, males. It's barbaric. It really is, if you think about it. What's even worse, circumcision has become so common that you'll scare a woman if you aren't cut.
Yeah.
Just seems crazy, you know what I mean? That we're cutting pieces of our bodies off. We haven't needed to do that since we've invented antibacterial soap. But that's a different topic for another day that we're probably never, ever going to talk about. what's this? Oh, here you go. You went to go take a leak. Tell me more about this. Meaning the Mexican migrants. Or thing is, they're not Mexican migrants either. They're like...
No, they're coming from Central America.
Yeah, and South.
I mean, these are the people that have been stuck at the Mexican border for over a year now because Trump put a policy in place with Mexico that they couldn't just come into U.S. and seek asylum, which is against the law to begin with.
Is that even Central South American, dude? There's Chinese, Africans coming through that border.
Well, everybody does, but the rule of asylum is if you're seeking asylum, the first country you get to is where you seek asylum.
Yeah.
So but the people coming from Honduras can't come all the way to America to seek asylum.
No, it's fine, but it's saying like there's a lot of people from other continents coming through there because they know they're not going to get a better through. And it's Chinese Africans coming through in there too, and Middle Eastern.
Well, the idea of letting people in is without, you know, proper process is the idea that they're being oppressed, right? Asylum.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. This Middle Eastern Middle Eastern African and Chinese are not new. It's been going on for years. Even, I don't know if you guys remember Carlos Mencia.
He made plagiarist. Plagiarist.
Yeah, he made a joke about it, like, hey, a bunch of Mexicans turned on a bunch of Afghanistanians back in the early 2000s. They were sneaking through the border. And everybody knows that that's the best way to get through the United States, through the south border.
Well, if I was going to come from the Middle East and build a bomb to hurt the United States, I would go to Mexico, mm-hmm. and I would come up through the border,
yeah.
To be hidden so that, you know, I'm not on a log, have gone to the United States. It's tougher to get into the United States from Canada than Mexico.
Yeah, and there's even a video out there that Mexican police is fighting with Africans. I'm like, what the hell is crazy?
I remember driving across the Canadian border and not having to stop.
Yep.
It used to be the largest open border on the planet. You could just drive across the border, no big deal. They would stop the occasional car to make sure that you weren't bringing something weird, you know what I mean, across international borders. But now it's like, it's just getting crazy, man.
Not even open. You can't go to Canada.
Yeah, right. Canada shut us out.
Yeah.
DOJ tweaks legal position in Arizona voting case. I read that thing twice. I still have no idea what it says.
Well, the Biden administration is changing the position of the DOJ in the case.
Okay. I can't watch a YouTube video now, dude.
That's why you got to contribute to the group document.
Yeah, so I can watch in advance. I guess we're about out of time. There's a couple other things here we could bring up, like that Biden aide.
Oh, yeah. We should talk about him real quick.
Dude, I said I put you as an editor every time and send the link out for you to get into that Google Doc.
It comes out on the group. The group, Drunken yeah. Sailors group. That's how I end up finding it every time. But no, I don't know. Biden put the rule in place that anybody that talked down, you know, people in the press or did anything discouraging would be automatically fired.
Originally, true, but he wasn't automatically fired. He had to quit.
No, he got a 1-week suspension.
Yeah, he had to quit because everyone's like, are you kidding me?
So, I mean, I think he did that for the sake of the administration. So
he was called out
for... He was dating a girl, another reporter.
Yeah, a reporter that was covering the campaign that he was running. And it's like, that's a giant conflict of interests.
Yeah.
The senators and the impeachment managers are saying the trial's over, but they got a ton of work to do. That sounds like a whole bunch of manipulation.
Well, there's already been congressmen that have sued Trump in civil court for the insurrection of a riot.
I'm going to slow down. Isn't that what the impeachment was?
Yeah, but they didn't get the solution they wanted in the impeachment.
So how is they're going to take
it to civil court?
How is Texas, or what civil court? There's no federal civil court, is there?
Yeah, in the there is. District of Columbia has civil courts.
I guess so, but there is a lower burden of proof in a civil court, but it seems nuts. Like what did he do? What did he say?
Well, this is all coming up to a freedom of speech issue in the end. And I don't think I don't think it's going to go anywhere in the long run.
No, just like the impeachment, man. I was telling all my liberal friends, like, this is going to going to just poof and go away. Like, no, you're out of your mind. I was like, no, this is unconstitutional. And then, you know, and they asked me, how do I know that? And I was like, because I read the Constitution. Here's where the rules are.
And no matter how much Trump pissed off the Rhino Republicans, he was never going to get 2/3 of the vote in the Senate to convict.
Yeah. You say Rhino Republicans. Trump's a Rhino. Trump's no Republican.
He's more of a Republican than Mitt Romney.
That's only because, well, yeah, than Romney, yeah. I'm going to say it's the only reason why we can even call Trump a Republican is because the Overton window has shifted so far left. I mean, he's been a prominent Democrat for 20, 30 years.
Yeah, but
then all of a sudden he decides to run as a Republican.
Went in 20, 30 years.
And that's why I keep bringing up, I don't think you're a Republican, dude.
What am I?
I don't know. You might be independent. I would say libertarian, but I'm getting more and more pissed at the Libertarian Party every day. They're a giant joke. You are a classic conservative, but yeah. By modern standards, you're a Nazi.
Even Rush Limbaugh considered himself a conservative before a Republican.
Well, yeah, and that's something that people don't realize, is that they're different things.
Yeah.
They seem to think that just further right, and no, it's they want to conserve the Constitution.
Right.
That's why I keep being tempted to call myself a conservative, but conservatives almost always agree with Republicans. You know, I'm actually tempted to call myself a conservative Democrat.
How'd that work?
I haven't tried it yet. I'm thinking about it because I want to conserve the Constitution, but I want to have something in place. You know what? No, I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm getting more and more pissed off lately. I've actually looked at anarchism, and I realize that's not going to work. I don't know, man. Like, none of this crap works. Maybe conservative is the right word. Is that let's actually go back to the Constitution. Let's take the federal government out of everything. Let's let the states tax their people. The federal government get a cut of that.
Yeah.
And the federal government's just there for national defense.
Yeah.
Like, why is the federal government taking money from Massachusetts and giving it to Texas for education? Texas should be making plenty of money.
I don't know how it ever gets pushed through. But I think the only way to like correct the problem we've got now in the federal government
is to burn it down.
Term limits.
That's never going to happen though, because the people that vote on term limits are the people that you're going to put the term limits on.
Exactly.
Well, I actually mentioned this like a month ago. If I ever do actually get on the United States Congress, I'm going to just like they slip all this crap in these bills that they get voted on. I'm going to slip in a term limits thing.
That would be awesome.
And just watch them all go, wait a minute, what? Like, you just signed it. And then watch them undo it and the entire country lose their minds.
Yeah.
So why hasn't Rand Paul done it? Because does Rand Paul think he's that? Does Rand Paul think he's that great that he should be in office the rest of his life? He should go back to being an eye doctor.
Right.
As much as I love Rand Paul, you shouldn't be doing this your whole life. You have to go back to what you do.
Yeah.
So that you understand how these laws are going to affect you.
Yep.
Especially because somehow the Congress managed to make laws that don't affect the Congress.
Well, they did that with Obamacare.
Campbell putting up for a vote there, Ray. As much as everyone cheers about democracy, I think the average person has no idea what democracy is. By definition, it tramples the minority every single time.
Yeah, because we're not a democracy, we're a republic.
Representative republic, exactly. Yeah. A straight-out democracy with, that's what everyone's like, oh, we're destroying our democracy. It's like, do you realize that, exactly, like I said, the majority always tramples the minority in a democracy by definition. And we're going to say minorities need this and this and this, so we need more democracy. It's like, no, people are going to vote in their own interests. And if people, problem is, people think minority means not white now.
Yep.
That's why they're calling it whiteness.
Exactly. I got to go to the bathroom again.
Actually, okay. I think that's about the end of the show, though.
Well, wait a second. Keep talking.
I got nothing to talk about.
Hey, so you were talking about democracy. 51% rule the 49% in a democracy. I understand that. But in a republic, You know, you got laws to protect you.
Not just that. In a republic, I don't have to go out and vote every week.
Republic, you know, I think what I was talking about, that vote, I put it up to vote, is for people to vote. If your representative in the Congress and the Senate should be only, you know, certain term limits.
I agree, but
that should be up to the people to vote on it.
Yeah, that's incredibly difficult to bring anything down to a Democratic vote in the United States.
Especially for all 50 states.
It can be done, but it's incredibly difficult.
It's almost like doing an amendment to the Constitution, you know?
Yeah. You may as well, exactly, just to get a Democrat vote.
So we go up to 75% of the vote. If we get 75% of the vote to anything, then it should go through.
My dog farted. Oh my. Ooh, she's in heat too, so she's got all the hormones. She's got some stinky what the hell farts. Anyway, you wanted to talk about something. What is it?
Who?
You. Before you went to go take a leak.
No, I just wanted to take a leak before we set the show down. I couldn't hold it any longer.
I get that one. Was there anything left here you want to bring up?
Not really. I think we did it.
This Pelosi crap, I don't care. Political panned report, Biden coronavirus. Yeah, I wasn't impressed with that one, really. I'm glad you checked out that. I'm cool for Friday. All
right.
I do think it was hilarious that you clicked on the Phoenix ammunition thing.
That was hilarious. I loved it.
Did you click no?
Yeah.
That brought you to Biden's gun?
By accident, I clicked no the first time.
I laughed so hard when I saw that. It's funny.
Did you buy it on a website?
What's that?
It just brought you the gun control thing.
It's funny because I've been hearing about this for like almost a month from Matt Christensen on YouTube, because they're one of his sponsors. And it just hit news like yesterday that this happened. I was like, oh, it's been almost a month. And people are now getting pissed off. Oh. But yeah, oh my goodness. That's awesome. That's what we need. And we need more of what Daily Wire is doing with Gina Carano. We need, it's going to end up... going to end up causing a dual culture, you know?
Right.
Disney fired Carano because they didn't like what she had to say. Did you see what, hey, buddy? You see what they did with their main character, by the way, who just quit the show? I think I brought it up last week. There's a whole bunch of stuff he was putting out. Oh, the pictures of children in cages.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it turned out it wasn't even the United States, and the cages he was referring to were made by Obama anyway. Disney was cool with that, and he just quit anyway. I'm not sure why. Sounds like The Mandalorian's over.
I never got into it. I tried to watch it.
Never seen an episode. I gave up on Star Wars when... Misa so good.
It was on Disney Plus for free, you know. I tried to watch an episode or two. I just couldn't get into it.
I got the Disney Plus. It came with Hulu and something else, I think.
ESPN Plus.
Yeah. By the way, the ESPN app, that's BS. It's a waste. You can't watch anything on ESPN. I haven't been able to watch a single football, hockey game, mixed martial arts fight.
There's some on right now on ESPN Plus.
Well, maybe I'm just missing. Maybe it's just not the stuff I want to see then. Disney, did you see what just happened with them, actually? This whole people are calling, there's a cancel Disney Plus campaign going on. Did we bring this up already? Maybe last week?
Might have talked about it briefly last week, but
yeah, Disney and the children's thing banned Dumbo and Robin Hood and like three other.
We didn't talk about that part of it. Yeah.
Huh?
We didn't talk about that part.
Well, don't get me wrong. Dumbo has some real racism in it, like those crows.
But you gotta realize that we can't like compare today's culture to the shows that were made 30 years ago. It just doesn't work.
Dumbo was more than 30 years ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would be 30 was being conservative.
I know. I'm just saying Dumbo was in what, the 60s?
If maybe? That's the case, there'll be no Roadrunner and Coyote. No.
Go find a Roadrunner and Coyote.
It's on Disney Plus.
Is it Disney? That was Warner Brothers, I thought.
Oh, then it'll be on HBO Max.
Shit, they might have been Hanna-Barbera, but no. Hanna-Barbera did like Flintstones and the Wacky Races.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying, you know? It's like, and I know that Disney Plus has been putting a lot of warning labels on a lot of the old cartoons. Saying, hey, this was made back in the day. You know, it may not be politically correct now, but we're still going to, you know, let you be able to watch it if you want to watch it.
Thank you. The idea of you can't judge the past through a modern lens, right? Because in 100 years, you're going to be a terrible person because you eat chicken, you know?
Oh, yeah. We're all going to be vegetarians.
There we go. Bill Gates.
No, brother.
Bill Gates owns more farmland in the United States than anyone else.
Yep.
Why?
Because he loves the vaccine.
He actually recently came out and said that we shouldn't eat meat anymore and we should eat impossible Whopper stuff. You know, fake meat.
Yeah. I'll pass on that.
This is making me question a lot of stuff because I am a firm believer of if you are successful and you want to buy stuff, that's up to you.
Yeah.
And if you're good enough to change the world, good for you. But if this man's going to take meat away from me, well, you know what? He can't.
You go hunting.
I am making it an effort. Now, actually, you know, almost impossible is to hunt in Massachusetts. Rifle hunting is illegal. You have to leave the state to hunt with a rifle.
Go bow hunting.
Yeah, you can bow hunt. No, I'm looking. Yeah, bow hunting is actually really popular. I'm thinking I'm going to get half dozen to a dozen chickens this spring. I've already got an apple tree. I'm going to plant two more. I grow potatoes and cucumbers. I'm just going to scale this up and see if I can't survive in Massachusetts off a minimum wage paycheck. Because I only have to pay like property tax and the occasional beef side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's up, Ray?
Hi, guys. I gotta go. I gotta go. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, man. All right. See you guys later.
Later. But yeah, I'm looking to greatly reduce how much I rely on anyone else and become more self-reliant. And then any money I do bring in is mine. I don't know. I have a whole bunch of really neat ideas. We'll see how it goes. It's probably going to take me 10 to 20 years to get it all done the way I want. But I'm looking to like melt down copper and aluminum and pour them into bars and sit on them until I'm either going to make a lot of money or I need copper. You know what I mean? Just, I don't know, this... Being self-reliant means when shit hits the fan, you're less likely to get sprayed with the shit, you know?
Yeah.
But you got anything else you want to bring up?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to episode 27 of the second season. Here's hoping we can do this again.
Yep.
Deuces.
Crickets.
Oh, damn it. I was not prepared for that, dude.
Yeah, crickets.